Ladies and gentlemen, this is the calming voice of the broadcaster John Suchet, and I come to you at this time to attempt to bring some form of basic comfort. As you will have heard by now, the XFM Breakfast Show with Danny Wallace is soon to end. The Important Broadcast will broadcast its last Important Broadcast in just 1 week, the saddest date of all to add to your listener pads.
And I'm Paul Coit.
I've got this, Paul.
Now is the time to clutch your listening partner close, to discuss and take solace in what you've learned from the Important Broadcast. You should still send in your listener pads for marking. The vital thing is not to give in.
I've got this, Paul. As you will know, I commissioned, produced, voiced and funded a series of documentaries to celebrate the world of wisdom and knowledge that Danny Wallace saw fit to pass on to his public. His unique moral code, his spirit, his essence, and sometimes his body.
And so did I, Paul Coit.
Let's look back at 18 months of truly important broadcasting.
And at the very first time Danny met the ragtag group of misfits and oddballs he one day come to touchingly refer to as his colleagues. London, England. The city suddenly finds itself the home of the greatest show on earth, the XFM Breakfast Show with Danny Wallace.
83936, what's best, penguins or gherkins? Has it come to this?
Today is the show's first anniversary. You'll know that from your listener pads. But the Important Broadcast hasn't always been a year old. It seems unthinkable now, but once it wasn't even on at all. The week before the first Important Broadcast, presenter Danny Wallace meets predecessor Dave Barry to propose a plan.
Dave Barry, how are you?
I'm very good, Danny. It's Barry, B-E-R-R-Y.
Yeah, okay. Listen, I just think it's important, moving forward as I am with the XFM Breakfast Show, that the guys, Matt and the other one, are able to move on with this new show. They can move on.
Yes, that's important. That certainly is.
Put the past behind them, that kind of thing. I think we need to pretend that you're dead.
What?
I think we need to pretend that you're in some way dead.
Seems
always dead. Extreme. Don't come at me with that. I mean, it doesn't have to be extreme. It could have been a gentle death.
Well, how did it happen then? What's this gentle death?
Assassin, horse, I don't know. What, one of those.
But I'm only at the end of the corridor. They see me every day. I wave in through the window.
Yeah. Ghosts. Ghosts wave at windows, don't they? I'll say you're a ghost. I'll say you're a ghost.
Well, that scare them, though.
Well, the simple one, maybe. Not the other one, though.
But they'll hear me through the speakers. You know, when you go into the gents here, you can hear me, like, going, this is Rihanna, up next.
Yeah. You talk about...
On Capital.
Capital. No one listens to Capital, Dave.
You.
In part two of our celebration, Danny meets with on-air wife Matt Dyson and has a chat with the other one.
August 2011. Presenter Danny Wallace is about to take over the XFM Breakfast Show. Morale has been low since the announcement, so he knows it's crucial he cheers up current producer Dave Masterman.
So I'm very excited about what the next year or so holds.
Yeah, me too.
And I just wanted to have this little moment with you just to reassure you that I don't want you to think of me as your boss.
I don't.
Because technically I'm not your boss.
Well, no, not literally or figuratively either, actually.
No, none of those things. So all I'm saying is, just relax. You're a producer. You're a producer of the show.
I am the producer. I'm in charge.
You're the current producer of the show, and
the producer.
You're a current producer, and that's, you know, just be happy with that.
I'm the producer
currently.
The current
producer. Yes, I agree with you.
On air chemistry is vital. Danny Wallace meets with on-air wife, Matt Dyson. It's imperative they painstakingly rehearse their on-air chemistry if the show is to have any chance of survival.
So it's just nice to just grab a little bit of time with you.
Yeah.
And we'll just talk about what we'll do
on
air. Sorry, you go. Sorry, you speak.
Sorry.
I was going to
get to know.
Sorry, after you start, you begin.
Work how to work together.
I didn't catch the first bit. One of us needs to. We're going to work out how we're going to talk on air. When you finish,
time.
Sorry. When you finish talking, pop your tongue out so that I know you can't.
Okay.
So and
is
then
that
I'll,
the system. Yeah.
Hmm?
Is that the system?
Okay. Sorry, I thought you were going to say something.
Is this going to work?
I don't know.
And so the Breakfast Show team was born. And that's not good news, that's great news.
Let's have important documentary two. How the show is put together.
It's 1 a.m. An XFM breakfast show host, Danny Wallace, arrives at Studio XFM for the first read-through of that morning's script. But already there are problems.
Right.
Let's do this again, shall we? Where's Matt?
He's late.
Is he?
Matt Dyson is played by the actor Tyrone Weatherall.
Well, Danny spotted me in a touring production of Mr. Butler, That's Not My Banana at the Drabley Community Theatre in Rotherham. He bought me a Fanta and said, meet me at Junction 32, we're headed for London. It's hard work with all the rehearsals, but Danny's keen to nail every single line. And I suppose I find that pretty admirable.
I can hear him.
Yeah,
right, guys. Sorry I'm late.
Dave, do you want to tell Matt that if he's not going to take this seriously, I hear they're casting for another parlour maid for Mr. Butler, That's Not My Banana. I'm sure he can rejoin the tour as it hits Skipton. Do you want to pass that on?
Matt, Danny says that
yeah,
if you're not
good.
The read-through of the morning script begins.
Right, let's start the read-through.
Last.
Okay.
Good morning. Welcome to the XFM Breakfast Show with me, Danny Wallace. Matt, you should be laughing then.
Yeah.
Coming up on the... Is that I said coming up on the important broadcast this morning. I added an there, I don't know why. I like it though, let's keep it.
Producer Dave Masterman.
Well, usually we'll start the read-through at 1:15, which gives the 12 or so writers a chance to pitch extra news stories to Danny.
There's a dog that can fly.
No.
Asparagus mind reader.
No.
A man can produce gold from his nose.
No.
Cow fell over.
Brilliant, perfect. Get me six opinions.
Then it's into makeup and costumes for a full dress run at 3.
Can I have a little less blusher, please, this time? You wearing that, are you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can change.
It's fine, just wear it.
Okay, first positions, please.
Sometimes it's just awe-inspiring to watch Danny work. Every pause, every stumble, every every half-thought-out idea, every cul-de-sac he leads us down, it's all for a reason. I've never worked with anyone like him. And that's what I'm aiming to get back to.
By 5 to 6am, Danny and Tyrone, now in his Matt Dyson costume after 2.5 hours in makeup to get the warts just right, exercise any bad words that may slip out on air.
Cadoodle, Danny.
Tallywhacking.
And that's it.
Flip.
Then it's just a thrill ride. Just a bloody thrill ride.
The important broadcast begins. Of course, to you, the simple, humble listener, it all seems effortless.
Hey, not...
What?
That's disgusting.
And it is, really.
Important Documentary 3 is the third in our series of important documentaries and covers in some detail what the gang get up to once another exciting edition of the important broadcast is over for another day.
It's 1 minute past 10 a.m. at Studio XFM. And another edition of the important broadcast is assigned to the annals of history.
Amazing work, guys. Good.
Strong stuff.
Work experience Steve immediately runs the audio down to the British Library. And with the press so often waiting outside for Toby Anstis, Danny, Dave and Matt leave by a side entrance to return to their normal civilian lives.
Another show down. What's happening today?
Producer Dave Masterman.
You might think my day would be ending, but really, it's just beginning, as XFM's umbrella company, Global Radio, rightly encourages us to continue producing our key talent right through the rest of the day. And contractually, that even applies to Danny. Danny, I'll take you through your schedule momentarily.
Okay. Matt, what are you up to?
Just the usual, really.
Newshound Matt Dyson knows now is the key time to pound the streets in search for stories.
My key contact is probably Uncle Brian at Top Cuts, so I head there first.
Right, Uncle Brian, so what's happening out there?
You've heard about the upcoming debate on US foreign policy?
Do tell.
It's now lunchtime, and producer Dave is guiding Danny through another tricky moment.
So, what's happening here?
So, Danny, your lasagna will be ready in 15 seconds. Okay. This is a Findus beef lasagna. Mm. 3 layers of pasta.
Check.
I've got the press release right here.
Thank you. And this lasagna is microwavable?
Yep, it's a microwave lasagna. Okay. Do take care if you're allergic to gluten, egg, milk or wheat. Mm. Coming up in 3, 2, 1...
Hello to My Lasagna, with 3 layers of fresh pasta not suitable for vegans. Released by Findus in 2012, this one's microwavable. Coming up, dessert, plus later on.
Later, after Dave has bathed Danny, he'll phone Matt Dyson, now usually in a cab across town, aware it is imperative he secure the next morning's exclusives.
Driver, what do you know about the Maastricht Treaty?
Not much.
Maybe this will refresh your memory.
That's just a leaflet for ham.
No. Right, Dave. Yeah, just try and get some information from the
So once Danny's settled and I've talked to Matt, that's when I know everything is in place for the next day's important broadcast.
What did he have? Lasagna. Oh, is he asleep now?
And the next day, it all begins again.
Important documentary 4, serving the listenership.
It's 10:10 on Friday morning. The last important broadcast of the week has been delivered from Studio XFM to a grateful public, and it's time for Danny, Dave, and Matt to begin their weekly listener meeting.
Okay, let's start with confirmed listener Fran. How did he do this week?
Yeah, some progress. Nice contributions on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday.
Okay. Wednesday?
I didn't see anything from him on Wednesday.
Mm. Was there a note?
Nothing on file.
I've got nothing.
Downstairs in an office close to the Global Radio Exercise Yard, work experience Steve is hitting the phones, chasing the truants.
Hi, is that confirmed listener Alan? Yeah, we didn't get anything from you this morning. The texter was animals that look like Napoleon? I see. Well, how do you expect to learn anything if you don't join in?
I wouldn't say I respect the listeners.
Presenter of the year, Danny Wallace.
Some of them are absolute clowns. You know, ideally they should be listening at their tables in complete silence. If they're in transit, we do give them enough time to bring their vehicles to a complete stop, obviously. But if they don't stop in time, I just consider that simply purifying the listener base. With quality morning broadcasting, there will be casualties. It's just a fact.
Well, Danny said we should provide diagrams with each listener pad for correct listener posture, and we took that feedback on board.
Producer Dave Masterman.
Straight back, shut mouth, pad on knees, pen in hand, ready access to fluids, and the bedpans really just in case an important pronouncement happens at an inopportune moment.
The XFM Confirmed Listener Act of 2012 allows Danny to take decisive action when expected levels of quality are not met. Head of Listener Relations, Simon Fowler.
I wouldn't say it's the best part of my job, but it has to be done. Oh, hi, is that Sam in Brixton? Yeah, just to say, I'm afraid we're going to have to let you go. You know, no, I know, look, I know, look, you've had a good run. We just feel it's time for you to move on. You know, in the long run, you'll thank us. You're not really keeping up, are you?
Listener workshops take place each Friday afternoon at the Crawley Community Arts and Yoga Therapy Centre, formerly Spangles Nightclub.
Study your notes. Consult your pads. If you're late tuning in, the running order and rules are published each morning in the London Gazette. Repeat after me. Remain docile.
Remain docile. Remain docile.
Ultimately, I live and breathe XFM, and that's what I want the listeners to do as well. You know, in an ideal world, I'd sit down in my XFM t-shirt on my XFM rug, drinking from my XFM mug of XFM beer. I'd order an XFM curry, maybe a cheeky bottle of XFM wine, and I'd listen to Capital.
And it's that level of serious dedication the great leader expects from his listeners.
Ultimately, as Danny often says, there's a time and a place for fun and laughter, and it is not the XFM Breakfast Show with Danny Wallace.
Important Documentary 5, What Happened Next.
It is December 21st, 2013, and we discover with horror the Mayans were wrong. The end of the world was not nigh, meaning the demise of the multi-award-winning XFM breakfast show with Danny Wallace was a pointless sacrifice. But what of its staff? A ragtag group of misfits and oddballs thrown together by the budgetary restrictions of the important broadcast. What happened to them? Work experience Steve left Global Radio in disgrace after being found guilty of cynically creaming money off the company since day one. He invested every penny he stole in a Journey's Friend franchise and now runs his own small news agents and key cutters in Mudchute Tube Station.
It's absolutely mental. We even sell orange juice now.
Morning, Tony.
F*** off, Steve.
You're such a lad.
The important broadcast was a great kickstart for me in the media, and now I work in it full-time, hands-on. I put my hands on Puzzler and sell it to people. I put my hands on Bella and sell it to people. I can touch any of them during business hours. Lo, if I do it after, I'll get sent back to Feltham.
Well, I don't really need to tell you what I do.
Former producer Dave Masterman.
La 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 la. The master to the stage, please. Mr. Butler, That's Not My Banana, begins in 2 minutes.
Since making his West End debut 12 months earlier in Spamalot, Dave's rise to the top has been as unexpected as it has been unpopular.
Well, they say boos are just confused applause. I say that's a lot like cider, because in cider's case, boos is just confused applesauce. I usually have to explain that a few times in my workshops.
Now, Dave has successfully rebranded himself The Master.
They call me The Master, they call me The Master.
And works as a regional motivational speaker and touch therapist. And all after British Understudy magazine's Most Promising Newcomer Award.
After winning my bummy, it was time for a new challenge, and my workshops, Don't Be Glum, Erect One Thumb, now take place every Wednesday at the Premier Inn, just off the A104 as you reach Snaresbrook.
And what of Matt Dyson?
I'm now head of global news gathering at Sky News, heading up a team of 3,000 local, national and international journalists in 200 key territories.
Dr. Bevan Grayson, head of clinical psychology at London's Goldsmiths.
Matt suffered a quite traumatic emotional breakdown after the end of the show.
I also wrestle bears. I've set up a charity for mute apes. And some people claim I invented the sausage. But I remember seeing one in Spain in the early 1980s, so that can't have been me.
Matt had actually been getting away with this for years, with no training or expertise, which does explain his weather reports.
I live in a car with a cat.
And the great leader? We find out what he did next. Next.
And finally, important documentary 6. The future for the great leader.
It's 1 year on, and so far in this important two-part documentary about what happened next to the XFM Breakfast Show team, we have traced the fortunes of producer Dave Masterman.
Right now I've put my plans to crack America on hold so that I can concentrate on my UK work, of which I have none.
Work experience Steve.
Interesting fact about key cutting. Absolutely anyone can do it.
And recently sectioned newshound Matt Dyson.
What's this? Microphone? Don't trust it. Looks like a big black match.
But what of the glue that held them together? The inspirational bond the listeners came independently and as one to call the great leader.
People would come up to me in the street after the last important broadcast and they'd say, "Hey, I used to listen to you with my listening partner. We did our listening exams together. We were part of your enforced breeding program, and now you've left us and we're living with a baby in a bedsit we can't afford because you made us stay at home and abandon our friends." And I say, "Hey, I'm just glad you enjoyed it, man. Thank you."
Danny made a number of smart moves after signing off from the important broadcast for the final time.
The first was developing an idea I'd been nurturing for some time. Soup served in a bread bowl.
Well, I'd always thought that was actually my idea, but Danny explained to me very carefully that I was wrong. And I believe him.
Piping hot liquid into a porous spherical bap turned out to be quite the shrewd investment.
Now there's a Soupy Balls on every high street in Lewisham.
His second smart move was pouring the money into a caper farm.
It just seemed like for 18 months I heard a lot about capers. I'm not sure where, it was just in the ether.
That was me talking about capers.
Oh, it's okay, Matt. Your friends are here. You're safe. And of course, then came the great caper boom of 2013.
Danny now had enough capital to buy capital and the rest of Global Radio.
Simon, zoom that CCTV in now. Someone spilled some coffee. Get their colleagues to fill out a witness statement, then take them straight to the exercise yard.
Will do. Oh, great leader.
What?
Lord Sugar will see you now.
Tell him to f*** off. I suppose I look back on those days of early morning breakfast broadcasting with a mixture of, Look, my granddad used to say to me, you know what's important in life, Danny? It's important in life to reach out and touch people. And that's what he did. Although, that's also why he was arrested so much.
And so one year on, the XFM Breakfast Show team plough their separate furrows. But they do so with a plough they share, a plough of friendship, a plough they now also share with you, the humble, simple, backward listener.
I don't think of it as goodbye. I think of it as a sort of reverse hello. There's no I in team, they say, but there is an I in goodbye.
Never again will we learn so much from someone with so little. Fare thee well, XFM Breakfast Show with Danny Wallace.
The I in goodbye is purely phonetic.
And so we are ready to move forward, to come to terms with and prepare for the end of the important broadcast.
Let us hope the Mayan prophecies are correct. Let us hope that the end of the world is nigh. Because a world without the important broadcast is not a world I want any bloody part of. Stay strong, confirmed listeners, and enjoy the final week of the XFM Breakfast Show with Danny Wallace. We're John Suchet and Paul Coit.
Suchet Coit Productions.
But what of the glue that held them together? The inspirational bond the listeners came independently and as one? His second smart move was pouring the money into a caper farm. Sorry, I hadn't read that. His second smart move was pouring the money... His second smart move was pouring the money into...
Can't believe it. There's only me in here as well. Sorry, Gav.